So again, so we have this Gemara Matas Arach HaSeba. The first four words of the Sugis of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Mishnah finally gets up to the Leil HaSeder, the second of the three dinim of the Mishnah Tzai Tess. The Gemara Frushe starts here. Kukhes Amar Aleph, the first statement the Gemara makes, what exactly needs to say. The Mishnah only said eating and drinking. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Everyone needs to. Remember going back to the Mishnah? Everyone needs to eat if you're poor, which means there is a significance, there is meaningfulness, symbolism being conveyed. One would have thought that to do a seva while impoverished is somehow contradictory. But she says, no, even if a fellow is impoverished, living in very, very simple means, he still has to do a seva. And she says that seva something is a way of eating and drinking. But what you eat, what you drink, so that's what the Gemara picks up. The first question the Gemara picks up here. And we saw last week, we spent time on the third part of the discussion. Was Yayin, the back and forth, which cups of wine, yes and no and maybe. But the Gemara begins that Mara does not, Matzah does. And we saw last time, we left off with this, that the very last line in Tosis, Mashat Sarach Haseba b'matzah hainu kishin mevarachin al-chilas matzah u v'afi komin. Tosis tells you, by the way, when we say Matzah Sarach Haseba, the Gemara spends so much time talking about which kosos, whereas no time talks about which matzah. We also eat matzah more than once. The Tosus says, yes, matzah needs a seva. Who else agrees with Tosus that afikoman, that when you say matzah needs a seva, it means even afikoman? Who else agrees with Tosus? It's just a quote from whom? Rush and the Mordechai and that goes man. Gevalt. So they all say that on the issue of afikoman, we have Tosfos and the Rush and the other Chachmei Ashkenaz who say yes, you do need a seva afikoman. You have the Rambam who says you do not. And we left off last time was you would have thought what? The Gemara says not tzarech haseva. You would have thought the expression is
Pesach.
No, you would have thought the question is afikoman not sir? Did afikoman did matzah or not? Did you any of you find in Bichavrusa evidence pro or con? You don't find anything pro or con. Because again, you would have thought, and my focus was afikoman.
Not Bichavrusa.
Fair enough. What did you find?
Well, just like Rambam clearly thinks that it's matzah. Because he says that if you only have one kizayis matzah, save it until the afikoman, and then don't eat anything afterwards.
Gevaldik. This is the very last din. Excellent din, right? The second to last halacha in all of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. So we're going to come back to the seventh parak. We took a peek at the seventh parak. Seventh parak is about Rambam discusses the mitzvahs of the dinim of secrecy as we try. And the first five parakim are chametz. Parak Vav is matzah. Parak Zayin secrecy as we try him. And some other sort of dinim. And finally, Parak Ches, Rambam actually takes you through, let's put all the pieces together, what are the seder supposed to look like? Then he closes with some final dinim. Here, Parak Ches, Halacha Yudimim. Mishain lo matzah mishumeres el kazayis. The guy only has one kazayis of shmura matzah. What else does he have? How much matzah? Non-shmura matzah. What do you mean non-shmura matzah? Non-shmura matzah, maybe that was a machlokas. Right? Because remember, in order for something to be kosher to eat on Pesach or to own a Pesach, it can't be chametz. But in order to be, if it's bread which is not chametz, okay, you can eat it throughout Pesach. But the Leil HaSeder, when we have not just an Easter against eating chametz, we have a chiyuv d'oraisa be'erev tochel matzos, a mitzvah to consume a kazayah, mitzvah d'oraisa to consume a kazayah to matzah, that matzah has to be made l'shma. Just like your tzitzis aren't just strings tied onto a piece of cloth, but they were produced l'shem mitzvah. They were produced with intent to use for a mitzvah. It's like your tefillin were produced, not necessarily happened to be written, were produced for the express purpose of being tefillin. So your matzah and your sraya, your sukkah perhaps, your matzah also has to be made l'shma. It has to be done with kept chametz free, but it has to be kept chametz free l'shem mitzvah's matzah. So if you ever go to this Thursday, go to Bizocha, going to get information. So we'll get to not only watch people saying it, we'll be saying it ourselves, as we are working the matzahs. So So if the matzah wasn't made l'shma, you happen to know that it's not chametz. It wasn't made l'shem mitzvah's matzah. It says kosher to eat on Pesach. But like an apple is also kosher to eat on Pesach, but you can't eat an apple for the mitzvah matzah. You have to have matzah. It has to be bread, which is not chametz, and which was made l'shem mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says here. And he is quoting, not surprisingly, from the Rif. This is the Rif near that looks often. Mishael perakas alafil gimel. I only have one kazayis of shmura matzah. I have plenty of kosher of Pesach matzah, but only one kazayis is good for the mitzvah of the Erev Tochlu matzah. So kishagomer suudasi matzah enoy b'shumeres mevarech halchilas matzah ba'ochel osom kazayis eno toem achrav klum. Rama quotes if you normally we have boxes and boxes of shmura matzah. You have shmura matzah at the beginning of the meal, shmura matzah. But kara after shmura matzah, afikomer no problem. But let's say mamish. Tight. The kosher you managed to procure kazayis of shmura matzah. So when are you going to eat that one kazayis of shmura matzah? Rambam says, where do you eat it? Fikom. As a matter of fact, he says, you don't even make the bracha kilas matzah until the end. You make a hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. And you eat, it's bread, it's matzah, I mean it's bread which is not chametz, but it's not mishumeres, it wasn't made with shem mitzvah. You can eat that, make hamotz, begin a meal, but you're not going to make halachilas matzah because you're absolutely not mekayim the mitzvah of halachilas matzah. That you make hamotz, mekayim the mitzvah of sudas yamtiv, and you make hamotz a bracha that's going to cover the rest of the meal. But from a birkas hanen perspective, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of halachilas matzah whatsoever. Only at the end of the meal, when you have to bite the bullet, you only have enough because shmur matzah to go around. Rambam is very clear. You triage for the end of the meal, so it's pretty clear. That not only for the Rambam is Afikoman part of the mitzvah of matzah, it is in fact the primary address, Lus Ora, for the mitzvah of matzah. Ideally, yeah, we've had the mitzvah of matzah multiple times. But you only have to choose one, the Shmur matzah goes to the other. While the Rush, so what do we have here? We have the Rambam says, what's Afikoman? Afikoman is clearly. Matzah's mitzvah. Not only is it an example of Matzah's mitzvah, it is the primary address of Matzah's mitzvah. And meanwhile, if you turn to the Rush, Siman Lamed Dalet. The Rush and Siman Lamed Dalet. The second page of Rush in Bagot. The Mishnah talks, the Mishnah Kufya tests. Which could be till it gets up to the topic of Afikoman. The Rosh starts talking about according to the Gemara, the topic of Afikoman. Why do you eat Afikoman? And he ends up saying, the Rashbam and others have a debate. He quotes the Rashbam. What's the Afikoman all about? And he says, Nirali Hilkach Nirali, in the brackets. The Oz here is the Rosh himself speaking. He quotes the Rashbam, agrees, disagrees, and says, this is what I think. Nearly, to me it seems, the osa matzah ain't l'shem chova. The matzah in the meal is not part of the mitzvah of matzah. Ochlino sazeichel pesach is to remember the karban pesach. Shainech al ha'asol b'acharona. That's when you would eat the karban pesach. And days of Beis Hamikdash, Meher Yibana Hamikdash. We still have time. We can still put parashas par in principle, at least, into practice. Mashiach came. You need a week to get tar. Still doable. We can still daven. That we may be able to bring Pesach Rishon this year. You rip and separation, so you eat, you start with matzah, and you eat. At the end, you leave some room. The last course is karban pesach. It's nechal al hasovah. It's eaten when you're no longer starving. You're ready, you're feeling full, but not over full. You still have room, and you eat the karban pesach at the end. L'fishu zeichel pesach. So that's, we don't have karban pesach. Instead, we have an extra brekel, an extra piece of matzah to be like the placeholder. Remember, that in the days of Beis HaMikdash, what was and where Mitzvah will be, so there was something very important that was at that point. So we can't eat Karban Pesach, so we eat the piece of matzah. The Tana and Pelas, in the generation after Horem Bayis, Theodore of Rome, Totus Yisromi, had this idea that Jews should eat roasted goat as a zecher, not a karban, but to remember Karban Pesach. And the other Tana were very opposed to this. And that ultimately, that was not struck down. Not only do we not encourage it, we actually forbid it. You eat roasted, yeah, you eat roasted meat. You know, I say this, it's going to look like you actually are eating. People may misunderstand and think you actually are eating karban pesach. And maybe not to shit accidentally. A lot of bad stuff will come out of it. So, lamasa, we do not. We don't get anywhere near eating anything that looks like Karma Pesach. The Rosh says, we eat matzah. No, no one thinks that's Karma Pesach, but at least remember, it reminds us, keeps the memory fresh. Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash. Vatishu Zeichel HaPesach. Since it's Zeichel HaKarma Pesach, Yesh Yitain La Din HaPesach Shalo Lechol Acharel. The Rosh says, that's why you don't eat after Karma Pesach, after the matzah. If you have a Karma Pesach, Tam Pesach, so then there's real din deraisa, the yoni anything after Karma Pesach, you keep the Tam Karma Pesach now. So Rosh says, Zecher LePesach, you eat at the end, after Karma at the end, and you don't eat anything after Tam. Says, but we only take it so far, Eon Sarach Imam Baruch Harosis. You don't have more Harosis together with the Tam, just that piece of mind. Okay. So the Rosh is pretty clear that, that the Afikoman is Zecher, the Karma Pesach. Quite clear. It's not even Zecher to the matzah that was eaten with Karma Pesach. It's Zecher to the Rashbam, it says. It's Zecher to the actual Karma Pesach. It's mamish not a mitzvah of matzah. So then we're just left wondering. One second. So of all people, the Rosh, who spends time telling us that Afikoman is not a mitzvah of matzah, he says, you need a Seber of Afikoman. The Rambam, who seems pretty clear, the Chora, it is debatable, but on the face of it, it seems pretty clear that the Rambam thinks that Afikoman is matzah. He says, Yonin Haseba. So what is Taka the Pshat? The Pshat may lie in the following. Let's turn our attention for a moment to the previous Rosh. Simen Chaf. And he raises an issue which Tosfos had raised also. The truth is, turn back for a moment to the Gemara, Kufches Simen Aleph. The next Tosfos. Kulu na mitzrichi yaseh. Right, Tosfos Gemara said, we're not sure whether you have to make the first two kosas, last two kosas, lachol maisa, all four. Okay, good. We spoke last week about why all four, why not speak to Rabban Lakula, lamasa, when all is said and done, we know you may serve for all four. That's what you're supposed to do. Okay. So Tosfos says, yes, gold al kosas, trichin, Haseba b'shashliu. Okay, so l'maisa you may say for matzah, you may say for arbakosas, but tzarchim shachaf v'lo hesev im yachaz or v'yishta. Tosfos raises the question, what do you do if shachaf v'lo hesev? If you forgot to do haseba, you ate the matzah, you drank the wine without haseba. So do you say, look, you didn't do the mitzvah in ideal fashion, but okay, you're Mekayim the mitzvah, you're done? Or is it no? You weren't Mekayim matzah, you weren't Mekayim arbakosas, you gotta do it again. So Tosa says, they're not sure. Open question. Open question, they're not sure. What does the Rush say? Coming at the end of the period of Baliyah, Tosa, the Rush Ray says, I have an answer. What's his answer? The Simen Chaf. What's the Rush's answer? Here in Simen Chaf, a couple of lines in, the Rush begins Kedarko by quoting the Rif, who in turn quotes the Gemara. See here near the very bottom of the page. Simen Chaf in the Rosh. He quotes the Gemara. Here, let's pick up around eight lines into the Rosh Simen Chaf. Here you have it. After he quotes the Gemara, Hashti Bahachi the Itmahachi, Kul Namib Seba, you have to raise it for all four kosos, and then the Matzah Boye Seba, the Kazai's Rishon, the Kazai's Afikom. Here's the Rosh says clearly what the Bezos have quoted in his name. It is right here, black and white. You need Haseba for all four kosos, and for the Kazai's Matzah at the beginning, and for Afikom. And now we raise it, now we're working our way through the issues the kosos raises. It starts with Afikom, and then he says, Habit Mahav Lo Haseba Lo Yatza. If you ate without Haseba, were you Yotze Matzah or not? He says, you were not. How does he know? Go to Gemara. At the bottom, turn back to the Gemara of Chesam Alf. The Gemara says the following. The very bottom of Chesam Alf, where the lines get wide. Ibai Elohu. The Gemara had a Shaila. The Gemara wants to know, maybe she says, we could die to back up a couple lines. Actually, very could die to back up a couple lines. Very, very practical. Even more practical than halachas of Haseba. It is important that the preceding couple of lines are important for the end of senior year, hypothetically speaking. Rather, of course, no one in this room, maybe you have friends who know people who do Alad Chazer in the piece of Gemara. So back up a little bit. Five lines, six lines from the end of the narrow lines of Kuv Ches Amar Al. Ibaya Lehu Talmud Eitz Al Rabo. Let's see, you have Seder with your Rebbe. You have Pesach Seder with your Rebbe. See, here we are. Ibaya Lehu Talmud Eitz Al Rabo. My. And do you do a Seba if you're with your Rebbe? Or is that inappropriate? It's too much of a stira. You're gonna lie there. Just relax, stretched out. When your Rebbe's at the same table, Rebbe, maybe that's too much of a violation of Mora Ra, or not? Any evidence of a seva? But is this too out of character? So the Gemara says, what's it? Tashma. We have a proof from Abaye's memories from his yeshiva days. By some he's yeshiva bacher, I think I mentioned this last week. Kiavin Beimar, when we were learning by Rabba, Zagina Birki Dahadadi, we would lean a Birki Dahadadi on each other's knees. That's not like they stand in some sort of circle, maybe an oval. Everyone's leaning on the guy next to them.
Isn't that what you do if you're bored? Doesn't the Mishnah, or also the Mishnah Rura, says that if you're poor, you lean on each other's knees?
That's what it comes to. So you got it from here. These yeshiva guys, they weren't leaning on each other's knees for fun. They were leaning on each other's knees because they didn't have anything better to lean on. And you can't just lean on the air, lean on something. So they imagine sitting on the floor in a circle. So instead of leaning on the dirt, they leaned on each other. Okay. So that's when he was by Rabba. And then when Rabba, then Rav Yosef took over as Rosh Hashiva, Kesila de Rav Yosef, Amal Alot Trichisu. More Rabba Chakimara Shemaim. So apparently the Machlok is Rabba and Rav Yosef, where the Talmud it's a Rabba should do a Seba or should not do it. Okay. Then the Gemara says, I have to be Machlok as I'm a Ryan. Meisve, you have something for the Talmud. If Hakol Ada Meisiv, I feel the Talmud it's around the last narrow line. Kukhas Rel. If Hakol Ada Meisiv, I feel the Talmud it's a Rabba. You always do a Seba no matter who's there, the Bryce says, even if you're a Talmud, your Rebbe's there. The Gemara says, how could it be a machlok as Rabbi Rav Yosef? How could Rav Yosef say, no haseva, it's against the Braisa? So listen to the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, that Braisa, according to Rav Yosef, that Braisa is not Torah, Rebbe teaches you Torah. That Braisa Torah, Rebbe teaches you Mada. Shulia Denagri is an apprentice to the specific example the Gemara gives, is a carpenter's apprentice. You're practicing, you're learning carpentry from a master carpenter, so apparently there's a need to show kavod to every human being. If you have kavod, a Jew is mechuyav to show respect to every human being, kavod for you. And perhaps there's more of a chiyuv kavod for someone who's your teacher. I would have thought that there's so much of a chiyuv kavod for the teacher who teaches you carpentry, or a teacher who teaches you some other secular discipline. I was the chiyuv kavod for a teacher so great that he even's going to nix the din haseba, comes by and says, no, that there is a chiyuv kavod, but that far doesn't go. By a Rebbe, he teaches you Torah, there is a machlokas Rabban of Yosef, whether that also is no chiyuv haseba, or the chiyuv kavod and mora is greater for the Rebbe, so then you do have haseba. But one of the things that this Braisa, the Gemara makes clear, is there is a theme of covet for human beings in general, and B, the clear implication of the Gemara, there's a greater theme of covet for someone who teaches you anything than even above and beyond the theme of covet you have for any other human being. Sometimes, again, I'm sure it's relevant to know in this room, but sometimes as senior year grinds on, people somehow, the softening of the mind, some people forget the basics of Yadus, which include Kavod Abrius, and include particularly Kavod people who teach you anything, Torah or not. The Gemara says that maybe even more of a Chiyuv Kavod for Rabbi Shmuel Chayam Allah, but there is a Chiyuv Kavod for someone who teaches you math or science or history or English or foreign language or whatever else it is. That is important to remember. That it's always good this Gemara comes at pre-Pesach time. That sometimes it's one of the things that needs a little bit of chizuk. So I take this as a gentle reminder that you may have friends who will be tempted in the coming weeks and months to be less than than fully respectful to someone standing in front of the class. You should remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu has expectations of you, to great expectations indeed, to have show cover for the man or woman who teaches you great expectations. And not only should you personally show cover and not get sucked into wherever Narashkeit might be planned, but you should be a beacon of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act and encourage in a friendly way, encourage your peers to also remember that as Jews and as human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects them to show kavod to everyone around them, and particularly to teachers. It's an important friendly reminder. Now the Gemara goes, and the next shaila the Gemara has, the shaila that the Rosh raises irrelevant to our issue. Ibai Elohu, Shabbos Shmai. How about a waiter? You're working on a Pesach program. You're a frum guy, single guy, let's say, or not, whatever, typically a single guy, working as a waiter. He's the waiter at the Seder. Or you're the hired help in someone's home. You're the butler. You're the regular butler in someone's home, and you're serving the meal at the Seder. But you're Jewish too. You're Shomer Torah Mitzvos. You also are eating matzah and mar and tzedakah, but you're jumping up and down, going back and forth between the kitchen and the dining room. So how does that work with a seva? Where I want to go. A practical matter, you're up and down the whole time. And number two, sort of along the lines of Gaon's previous shaila, is you're in a fundamentally subservient, not fundamentally, but you are in a subservient position. So does it make sense you should be mesiv, or since you're there serving other people, maybe it's antithetical to the whole idea of doing a seva when you're busy serving other people at the table?
Doesn't everyone serve everyone at the table? Isn't there like a whole thing like you're supposed to pour someone else that?
The minhag is to pour, someone else should pour the cup of wine for the person who's leading the Seder, and in some homes, everyone has someone else pour for them. Yeah, but here we're talking about serving the whole meal. That's for a moment. Here we're talking about the entire meal you're serving. Let's see what the Gemara says. Remember, the point of someone else pouring the wine for you is not that everyone is serving, that everyone is being served. Right. Here, this person really is spending his entire meal serving others. Ibai lo shamashmai, what's the din? You're the waiter, what do you do? Tashma, listen carefully. Tashma. Amar Rishu ben Levi, who was sort of the transitional period between Tanum and Amaran, so Rishu ben Levi said, HaShamash ha'ochel kezayis matzah kishu mesiv yatza. If the shamash ate one kezayis of matzah while he was be'aseba, he was Yotze. Yotze, good enough. So as the Gemara says, what do you hear from that? If you listen carefully, Tashma, listen carefully, what do you see? Does the Shabbos have to, the waiter have to do a seva or not? Yeah, because we said, Yotze, Elo, Yotze, Lo. We said, if he chapped right one kazai sabatza, good enough. Now he was Yotze. Sounds like if he didn't get that one kazai sabatza, he wasn't even Yotze anything. The Gemara says, don't you see, Shema mina boya seva, Shema mina. God says, you see from here, he needs a seva. Then Gemara says, yes. So often, Shema mina, X, Y, Z, Gemara says, no, I can get out of it. It's not 100% not a watertight proof, the Gemara says. Yes, it's a great proof. Clear, undisputable. Okay, so the Gemara records that Brisa to prove that waiters also need to do a seva. They may not do a seva for so much of the meal, but they're going to have to figure out a way to do a seva, sit down for 2 minutes to eat their matzah. They can't eat their matzah while they're running back and forth in and out of the kitchen. Okay. What does the Rosh want from that Gemara, though? Ooh. Very good. There's been tzitzis. It's the one second. I mean, lo yatza. Mesiv lo mesiv. You weren't yotzim. Alka b'lo seva. Yatzi alka b'lo seva. Isn't it pretty clear from Yeshua ben Levi that if you didn't eat matzah beheseh, that kazayis matzah beheseh, you're going to have to re-eat it because you weren't yotzei matzah. So that's what the Rosh says. Rosh Hashanah v'lo hesev, the Rosh says, Tosin wasn't shorter, but the Rosh says, you're not yotzei matzah, you got to re-eat the matzah. Okay. That's interesting. And then, the Biskirov points out. Let's turn our attention to the Rambam for a moment. Let me ask you a question. He says, so if you did, if you ate your matzah and haseba, according to the Rosh, you were in Yotze. Right? So the Rambam has Hilchos Chametz. I started telling you before. And he has Hilchos Chametz matzah.
and Prakim Aleph to Hey of the halachas of the Isra Chametz, not to eat Chametz, not to own Chametz, but Dikas Chametz. Perak Vav is a mitzvah of Achilas Matza. Perak Zayin is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know? Because if you look at the beginning of Perak Vav Halach Av, he tells you Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah Lechol Matza B'Leil Chemisha Asar. Shenem Harer Tovu Matza. Rav is Kedarko. Usually, not always, but usually very clear when he starts a new mitzvah, he'll tell you. There is a mitzvah say, and it's this. And now let's talk about all the details. And that is Perek Vav. The mitzvah chiyas matzah, and Perek Vav is all the details of eating matzah this way, and that way, and a kazayis, and how about less, and how about too fast, and too slow, and no, all the different details of how you can eat matzah properly, improperly, it's all in Perek Vav. Perek Zayin, you turn the page, mitzvah say shal Torah, l'saper v'nisan reflos, sh'nasu l'avosein v'mitzrayim v'lechim isha asa. And this is the Raisa. It's interesting to note, by the way, and Chaim Friedlander spends time in Sif Sechaim on this, when the Rambam says the mitzvah is to talk about what? And maybe later in the week, or next week, we'll return to this. He says, to talk about the nisim and the flows. It's the mitzvah is to focus on the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. It's focused on the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed himself and manifested himself. So, a lot of nuance in understanding the mitzvah between the time. But for now, we notice Perek Vav is about matzah, Perek Zayin is about Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. Where do you think the halachas of Haseba belong? Where would you put the halachas of Haseba?
Matzah.
Right. Perek Vav. Where are the halachas of Haseba?
Sipur
Tzias Mitzrayim. That's interesting. You wonder, it's how you do this, how you do matzah. The way you do matzah is ben seba. The way you do dalakos is ben seba. Right? Reasonable. After all, Narash said, if you did Haseba, is not only a luchatchila way of eating matzah, it's even b'dieved. You got to eat matzah b'Haseba, otherwise you're not yotze. So what's it doing here? So the Brisker Rav points out, if you read the Rambam, and let me ask you another question. Let's read the Rambam. Let's take a look at how it goes. Again, maybe later on we'll have a chance to dig in more into the core bits of Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim, the different aspects of how it's done, dramatic contrast, and so on and so forth. But he works his way through all of Aleph and Beis and Gimel and Dalet and Hey, all the different rules and regulations, the different layers or aspects, really is probably the best word, different aspects of Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim. Halacha Vav. Let's read Halacha's Vav and Zayin. V'chol dar v'dar. Chayvan lahar osas asmo ki yotza alta mishim v'tan. Anyone know it's an extra letter? Hey. Okay, that's not... Now, our gear says Chayvan aliros is hafman. You have to imagine yourself leaving the tribe. Rabbi says laharos, which means... Right, to portray, to make yourself look. I have to act out yitzias v'tan. The Rabbi is telling us right here, in his girsa, lahar osas asmo, is... Mitzvah Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim is not just a mitzvah v'dibur. We spoke a week ago that Ibn Ezra, Dibur Machshavah Ma'aseh, there's a physical, if you like, a kinesthetic part to Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim also. You're not just telling the story with words. You're telling the story, you have to act out. You have to tell the story with action. Not only do you connect words to action, in the previous halacha he said, you have to not just tell the story in the abstract, but explain the story relates to the matzah, the mar, the pesach, but not only do you connect your words to stuff, to physical, tangible object, he said you actually have to tell the story, not before you have to be in mind, you have to tell the story not only with words, but tell the story with action. You have to act it out. And he says that's a pasuk in the Chumash. Osana hotzi misham. He took us out. Al davar zeh tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hold the question for a moment. There's a chart to give it a easy. You have to remember you were an Eved. Who's you? What it means to say is, right? So others understand that this can mean we have to admit to sort of imagine our mind. The Rambam says the key of not liros, to see yourself in this way, but laharos, to portray it, to act it out. And then the Rambam, less halacha, goes on to talk about which two dinim? Halacha Zayin, Haseba and Arba Kosos. Haseba, take a look. He talks about Haseba, Sarah Lacho Valishas, but who makes it their parents, if he can drink the Haseba, and everyone, men and women, are hired to drink Arba Kosos Shalyan. Okay. But here's
Our Rabbeinu trained us to be very sensitive to connecting words in the Rambam. What's the first word in Halacha Zayin? Fikach. What does the fikach mean?
Therefore.
Meaning that Halacha Zayin is an application of Halacha Vav. Since the din of Chayva din Daraisa of Sefer Yitzchak Mitzrayim, therefore we do Haseba and Arbakosas. Therefore, our Haseba and Arbakosas drop on them. What do you mean, therefore?
Since you have to act.
Vav. Oh, 1 second. Why the same drop on them? Ah, so just like, let's say, according to Rambam, there's a din daraisa of tefila b'chol yom. Or let's say everyone agrees, there's a din daraisa of birkas hamazon if you have a full meal. Right? It's a mitzvah daraisa. But, min ha-Torah, I could say one of 10, 15, 20, 1,000 different possible texts and be yotze birkas hamazon. Midrabban, Chazal came along at some point, perhaps very early on, and said, you need to say these particular words to the Yotzeh. So there can be min ha-Torah many ways to Mekayim Mitzvah D'Raisa, and Chazal said, I need you to do Mekayim Mitzvah D'Raisa this way. Or Tefillah also. The Rambam holds that Tefillah every day is D'Raisa. Min ha-Torah, he writes explicitly in the level of Tefillah. For first, I mean, in Jewish history, people daven every day, but you would make up, you know, you decide what you want to say. 1,000 years later, Ezra comes along and says, everyone needs to say Shemoneh Esrei. You want to add more, you can add more, but everyone needs to say Shemoneh Esrei. But so the needs for Shemoneh Esrei in particular is Drabbanan, but it's a Drabbanan way of fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what Rabban discusses in the Hasak is the Shorish Aleph, Sefer Mitzvos. So says that's what Rabban says here also. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is both with your mouth and with your body. How are you going to act it out? So different communities have different minhagim. So in Sephardic communities, you know, people whip each other with scallion, or they put stuff in matzah on their back, and they walk around the table, kiyu, they're leaving. And those are all fulfillments, according to Rambam, of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you could freestyle how you want to do it. But Chazal came along and said, everyone needs to fulfill Chayvan Laharos using what? Haseba and Arba Kosos. Everyone needs to demonstrate their freedom in this way. If you, and in other words, the need to specifically do Haseba and Arba Kosos is only Drabbanan. But when you do Haseba and Arba Kosos, are you actually fulfilling a Mitzvah D'oraisa of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's why the Rama put Haseba and Arba Kosos in Halacha Zayin. And Briskrov points out, 1 second. He says, so that means you were right. According to the Rosh, Haseba is a detail on how you do matzah. It's a detail on how you do arba kosos. If the Rosh was writing Mishnah Torah, he would have put Haseba in Perek Vav. It's a detail on Hilchas Matzah. But for the Rambam, it's not a detail on Hilchas Matzah. For the Rambam, Haseba is really a way of doing the other mitzvah d'oraisa of the night, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's part of the physical acting out of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to act like you're a free man. Be mace, which is, by the way, why, when the Rama first introduces Haseba, he says nothing about Matzah. He uses a language, more or less the language of the Mishnah. You have to eat and drink the Haseba. And that's the equivalent here for like the initial definition of the Mitzvah. He says, yeah, you have to drink Arba Kosos. Then he goes on to talk about Arba Kosos, and then you turn the page. Yes, halacha ches. He talks. He talks about the details of Haseba. He talks and talks and talks, and finally, the very last line, Amos, the last 3 or 4 lines of halacha ches. By the way, what do you eat? Because for the Rambam lechora, it's not the mitzvah of matzah that needs Haseba. It's Haseba needs. Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that you do some Haseba. You got to. Haseba is a way of eating. It's not a way of talking. That's meaningless. So you need to eat something. As core, it's a mitzvah to eat something. Eat b'haseba. Which is why the Rambam writes, b'shas kazayis matzah, u'b'shtiyas arba kosa elu. It's when you eat the kazayis matzah, when you drink arba kosas. And then he goes on to say, shara chilas u'shtiyaso im heisa reza meshubach. You want to do more, call him marba reza meshubach. For shulchan orech,
number three could be the location of the din in the Sefer Halacha, but number four is, how about Shulchan Aruch? Not Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch.
You're having your meal. Do you do Haseba or not? The Rush, for the scrap ones, I probably say, what's the point of being Mesa for your meal? For the Rush, Haseba is a way of doing mitzvahs. It's a way of doing matzah. It's a way of doing arbakosis. For the Rambam, Haseba is a thing to do. Haseba itself, eating the Haseba, is a fulfillment of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. You want to do everything that's gewaldic. You want to do everything that's gewaldic. You're not mechuyev. It's like almost like the minimum shear of Haseba is at least you have to have an achila, an eshtia. You have to do some eating, some drinking. So Chazal could have, I imagine, said, anything. Have a kezias of tulum. Have a kezias of boiled chicken. Right? But they didn't. They chose to say, our minimum shear is a kezias of matzah. Reasonable food to choose, obviously, because everyone's eating matzah. But here's the thing. I think the idea, based on this growth, the terrace to Akasha is that of course, Rambam, of course, holds that atikomen is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. But that's not relevant to Haseba. Because for the Rambam, as we saw from the question of Shachar Haseb, and his, where he locates it, the fact that he puts Haseba in the context of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not about the mitzvah. So it might be true. Here's the irony. Let's say you're having the Seder that the Rambam describes in Parakhes. I only have one kezias of matzah shmura. I'm going to make my alkilos matzah afikoman. But I might still be masiv only for the first kezias. Because again, it's not about the mitzvah matzah. I need to eat the heseba. That's part of the way I act out the story. So where Chazal set up a minimum shiur, so the first kezias of matzah you eat has to be the heseba. You want to eat everything but heseba is gevaldik. That doesn't do what, where the mitzvah, doesn't do the mitzvah of matzah. Afikoman is a way of doing Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a way of telling the story. Again, like some also whip each other with the scallions and walk around with a matzah, and you can have frogs flying out of the table. Like that's all high on the maharos. You know, the 30 seconds. So that's why, for the Rambam, yes, afikoman is a mitzvah of matzah, but it's irrelevant to Haseba, which is a freestanding mitzvah. While for the Rush, Haseba is a way of doing mitzvahs. So you do the mitzvah achilas matzah, the mitzvah shtiyas d'arbakosis, and apparently the zecher l'karban, it could be then days based on mikdash, the Rush would hold they did Haseba for karban pesach. So for the zecher l'karban pesach, that too requires Haseba. Have a great day. I'm glad to see your progression. But guys, you need to run to the catch the bus. But
according to Rama, if you're one of his eyes is when you eat it afikoman, you have to run that.
I'm not sure, because you are eating matzah earlier on.
But that's not matzah.
Right. So that's